TVs to audio, Harvey Norman, our Newcastle and the Hunters home entertainment specialist.
Live from the greatest city in the world, this is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up, Newcastle's best, live and free, Triple M's, Tanya and Steve.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hello.
I thought it wasn't going to be cold today.
Now, today, morning, and then it gets a little bit warmer, doesn't it, as the day goes on?
Yeah, well.
It was freezing overnight, though, again.
Hey, yeah, exactly. Who wore clothes to bed?
You know you two are holding your hand up on radio.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't work, does
okay.
It?
Doesn't work.
It would have been good if you both went me.
Okay. Yeah, me. I wore clothes to bed.
Yeah, actually.
Yes.
Good point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you, Steve?
He always wears a T-shirt.
Always wears a T-shirt.
Just a T-shirt.
Always. Just, you know, that's in case, you know, people knock at the door and I answer it.
That's such a dad look, isn't it?
Just yeah.
He doesn't, care about what's dangling out, no. But he definitely wears a T-shirt.
Which made me realise about 2 weeks ago why BJ doesn't have sleepovers with his mates anymore. I thought, I don't know, what's going on? And then I realised that's probably what it is.
Yeah.
And he hasn't got the heart to say, Dad. Dad, we don't like you wandering around in your T-shirt.
With some pants on.
Yeah, but yeah, it was a bit of a tracky dack night. There
it
you go.
It was.
Yeah. Yeah, but again, as we said yesterday, I've got that big back door open so BJ can
BJ can
go out for a wee and a poo because I don't like him using my toilet.
Absolutely not. And you broke out the fire pit, Rosie.
Yeah, first one of the season.
Nice.
The fire pit. We roasted some marshmallows.
Aww.
Did you really?
Got some kindling.
Holidays.
Yeah.
You can.
Kids were home, so we actually had a bit of time. So, yeah. We got some kindling from the service station.
That's how you do it, mate.
Proper firewood yet.
No, that's how you do it. Always buy your firewood from the service.
Yeah, exactly. It's only about $500 for a little bag. But we were very excited. The kids loved it.
Yeah, one day you're going to have to explain to them what and where kindling actually comes from because they'll end up like kids that think that eggs just appear in cartons and don't actually come from chooks.
That is true.
You don't know that until... Like, I did see a show once, and they talked to all these city kids about where products come from. They are clueless unless they're told.
Unless they actually see it. Yeah.
Of course they are.
That's why when so many people become vegetarians at 18.
Yeah, because they had no idea. It all just came out of a cold box that stands in the corner of the kitchen.
Geez, I love a choppy. Oh, there it goes now. It's true. They don't know all of that.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because they do go through... a stage
Definitely.
At that age when they become aware. Some stick with it.
BJ was a vegetarian for almost 8 hours.
Yeah. And the protest.
Because he's...
Yep.
God. I'm not eating the
chicken. If you ever want to groan from someone over 40, mention the word protest. And then if you really want to double up on it, call it personal protest.
Absolutely.
Even my old man had some personal protest.
Did he?
I'm not going to that bloody bottle, though. Look at that bottle, though. Apparently, I heard that bloke owns two, when they've got some bizarre personal protest. Well, Dad, I'm sure his whole business will collapse due to you not going anymore. Yeah. Don't you love it?
I think EP Nikki's staging a personal protest on a business close by.
There you go. See, I love that.
One that was rude to her or something? Was that the one?
Yeah.
Or was that a different one?
No, hang on. But it's one of those classic personal protests where I'm not going there. Jake, go down there and give
me some. Absolutely. That's what she's doing.
Yeah.
Don't say the product because...
No, we won't say. She won't be... Yeah.
Yeah.
But my dad was the same. Yeah. Mum would go to that bottle-o and get him his beer. I'm bloody not going in there. He's still getting your money, Dad.
Exactly.
You idiot.
Oh, I love it.
You've got to make a stand someday, son.
Do you, mate? On the line.
Look, I found this, and it was simply on the Triple M Facebook page, and if you're not following the Triple M Facebook page, you're missing out on little gems like this one. It's just a meme, but I loved it because I thought, this is the most spot-on meme on the planet.
Yes.
Aussies don't use oven mitts because it's more fun to burn your hands on slightly damp tea towels. Why don't we all just give in and buy an oven mitt? They're $2. And they would save us from doing that little hand dance of when the pots and pans are way too hot.
I'm sorry, Tanya, rules are rules.
Exactly. All right?
Rules are rules. If you have two mitts, that's for going outside.
Yeah.
Two mitts mean you're going skiing, are you? Are you going to the snow?
It's so bizarre.
It is bizarre.
I do own one oven mitt, certainly not two, that's luxurious.
Oh, no.
I've got one, but it lives in the bottom drawer. It's never even had the tag taken off.
You use
really?
The tea towels?
Never.
Tea
I use tea towels.
Yeah.
And they're too thin, and you often burn your hands. I don't get it.
Yes, you do.
I use my oven mitt. You know, when I'm pulling... I do use my oven mitt, and it's got crap all over it.
So it needs a wash.
I didn't realise. Again, we were talking about kids don't realise. Mm. Well, here I am. This grown man, and I didn't realise that you occasionally have to wash it.
Of course you do.
Well, I didn't know that.
Well, when your big oversized thumb slips into the lasagna,
there you go.
Of course you've got to wash it.
Didn't know, T. I just didn't know.
But I'm impressed that you actually do use one.
So am I.
Yeah, I do. I do because my tea towels are paper thin.
Yeah. Well, let's continue how we started the show. Hands up, who doesn't use an oven mitt?
There we go again, folks.
Me and Rosie.
Do you know the rubber ones that look like shark mouths?
Yes.
Have you seen those?
Yeah.
That looks awkward to me.
Same. It looks if you don't grab it properly, it's going to get you like palm.
Yeah. There's no thumb.
Yeah, I know. Yep. Yeah, it's weird.
It was just stupid.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Now, here's one. It's a meme too. We're memeing today.
Yeah.
Because I thought of you immediately, as I found out on the weekend, my love interest.
Right.
And it's dude with the sign.
Oh, yeah, I love him.
Yeah, right. And his sign was yesterday, people with thousands of unread emails are psychos.
Well, I'm psycho.
Yes, you are, along with my love interest. Now, how many of you got, because I've got the figure of mine. Deanna showed me, how do you do that? Because I've got an OCD where I've got to have a clean inbox.
Well, if you were looking at my home computer, you would freak out because there's about 3,558.
She's got she's around 1,500, so you're far more a psycho than her, but she might be a beginner, mate.
But
she might be practicing. But
on my phone here, I'll let you read that little figure.
She's got 181 unread emails.
On my phone. How weird is that?
Tell me this, does most emails go to your inbox? Because all of mine, if I don't know you, it just goes to junk.
Yes.
I don't get any emails, particularly from work, straight to junk, never read any of them.
Right.
I mean, unless I personally have you in my address book, straight to junk.
Yeah, I get loads of junk, so it's a kind of a mixed bag.
Mm.
But even messages. There's 18 unread messages on my phone as well.
How many people must think you're the rudest person in the world?
Well, probably 18 at this point in time.
at this point in time. I reckon there'd be about 35, and she's trimmed it back. How do you not message back?
Let's just...
Do you forget?
I don't know.
Let's look at the latest one.
I'm just trying to find one. There's one. You don't need to know about that one.
Oh, hello.
Okay, we're very intrigued.
No, but see, I haven't clicked on that one. That one's from my cousin.
Right. How long ago? When?
The 11th of March.
There you are.
Oh, my God, that's 5 weeks ago.
Yeah. She's obviously given up on you, mate.
No, but I can read the whole thing without clicking on it, though.
But aren't you going to reply to it?
Yeah, but you haven't replied to it.
But she replied to me. I don't need to reply again.
Okay. I'm going to give you a little lesson as I do EP Nikki.
When it comes to texting.
Not replying is like, I'll give you the conversation, but in a verbal sense, right? Yeah. Hey, Tanya, will we be going to the doctors tomorrow? You reply.
Yes, we will.
Okay, I'll see you then. You would normally, in a conversation, go, okay.
Why?
Because you would. Because you would.
This is not a conversation, it's texting. No, we're supposed to be minimising our life.
No, we're not. No, you just go, okay. Even K.
All right.
Then what do you say to the 10 years okay?
No, that's done.
That's it, that's finished.
You started it.
Do you do this when you're having conversations with people?
Yeah.
It's like, see you, Tanya. Tanya, see ya. See ya. No, you started it.
Yeah, but she texted me because it was the 11th of March was her birthday. And I went, have a great day. Love you loads. See you soon.
Okay.
And she wrote back going, thank you very much. I love you too.
You're welcome.
No.
Yes.
Why don't you at least open it so that you don't have it sitting there as another unread thing?
Because be bothered.
You know why I ask? Because at the bottom, P.S., I've lost my family in a train accident.
Ted, you still hasn't replied.
EP Nick, I do it to her all the time. I'll send her a text.
Yeah.
Nothing. I mean, not even a, it's all I say in real life, that's me walking up going, g'day, Nikki, have a look at this, and her just turning and walking away.
So you treat online like you do real life.
Totally.
See, online's a fantasy world to me.
I'll tell you this one. I'm real. When I send you a text, it's not your make-believe friend from Garrington. I'm real.
All right. Well, thank you for the puppy pic you sent me at 5 o'clock this morning.
You're welcome.
Tanya and Steve, Triple M.
Right now it's time for...
Rockin' Recorder Ruse Day.
Just in this moment...
Something just happened and realised I'm at the lowest point of my radio career.
Oh, he says that, but he often rings me and just says, play me a tune, T, over the phone even.
All right, I do. Wow. I do. Okay. I love it so much. It is my favourite segment. I often say to her, why do we waste it at 6:25? Surely we could put it at 9:15. Now, if you don't know and you're new to the show, hello, we're Tenny and Steve. That's Risey. Say hello, Risey.
Hello.
Welcome. Yes, we are better than the Sydney shows. We understand that.
Yeah, now, thanks for joining
this
us.
This is a segment why you'll know that we're better than the Sydney shows.
Because they don't have recorders on their shows.
Exactly.
So last century of them.
Exactly.
Apart from Newcastle, there's a National Triple M band. Tanya will play a tune on the recorder. You have to guess the name and artist of the song. You score a great prize. Mm-hmm. Trust me, today's a cracker as
it
well.
It really is.
You just got to ring through.
133353. That is our phone number if you're new to the show. 133353.
The one thing I love too is every morning, if you don't know, just before we go to air, Tanya asked me to leave the studio so she can just have a little practice with Ren Rise. You'll know what's going on.
Because he needs to find the proper song.
Yep. Which I find odd because when I come back in, or whether, I don't think it makes any difference. I never know what you're playing.
I reckon you'll nail it today. I think the first
You said that
who,
last week, Rise.
He nailed it in the nanosecond, didn't you?
Yep, I did.
Yeah, but why is it what you offer Risey at 5 to 6 never seems to come out of the speakers on the radio?
She gets stage fright.
That's what it is.
She does play it better to me, I found, off air. Like.
Well, as per usual, mate, it's gone off and the callers come through, so let's get on to Leonie.
Yeah.
Or whoever she puts through.
We're not going to get
she's
through.
She's not turning.
133353, give us a call
now. Okay, we'll put her through there. Oh, you're having a bit of a warm up.
Practice over there. $100 voucher to spend at Foghorn Brewery today.
Gutsy effort, Ryan. Well played, mate. Sit back and listen to the recorder stylings of one Tanya Wilkes.
Ryan, I've got to tell you before we start, though, this is the chorus. I'm going to tackle it like I think AC/DC would if they were going to play this particular song.
Yeah.
Just picking up the pace a little bit.
Yep.
Otherwise, we'll all go to sleep.
A little bit of advice. What? When I do a beautiful intro like that, just crack into the music. All right.
Do it again. Is Ryan even there?
Are you there, Ryan?
Hello, Ryan. Hello. Hello, Ryan.
Ryan!
Hey, how are we?
Hello, dude.
Okay, here we go again. You promise?
Yeah.
You're not Mark Gable.
That'll get bad.
Hey, bit of chitty chat.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Ready, Ryan?
Sit back and enjoy, Ryan. The recorder I haven't introduced you yet.
Sorry.
The recorder stylings of Tanya Wilkes.
My heart will go on.
Oh,
no!
Nailed it!
Nailed it, Ryan. Well done. Nailed it too, Tanya.
You
well
did,
played.
But Ryan, here's a tip. Let me finish, okay? Because they won't let me.
Say no, Ryan.
No, go for it.
Oh, what a sweetie.
I'm going to get behind her like Leonardo DiCaprio while she's playing.
All right, you ready?
I'm going.
Play it, Ryan.
Zero tolerance. Okay, let's go.
I'm king of the world!
Okay, no, that's enough.
Yeah, that's enough. Yeah. No, okay. Oh, look at iceberg right ahead! Iceberg right ahead!
Hey, well sung too, Ryan. And that was a little off-putting you being right behind me there, Steve.
Well, I don't know why it wouldn't be the first time.
I couldn't be in the line.
You nailed it, Ryan. What's he
Hey,
got?
Ryan, you just scored yourself, mate, $100 to spend at Foghorn Brewery, my friend.
Oh, awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, Newcastle's own King Street. And now on the Hunter as well.
Yeah, Hunter side too.
Yeah.
Good on you, Ryan. Thanks for having a crack at the recorder. Ryan, rock and recorder Rooster.
Take us out, T. Okay.
Tanya, you can't introduce yourself, mate. Okay. The only person that's allowed to do that is Bono.
That's enough.
Devastating at home, my son BJ found his kitten of 14 months of age, dead in the driveway hit by a car the other day. In fact, Sunday night.
Awful.
And you know, you have to go through it to experience the devastation it is. And this kitten used to follow him around, like really close.
Mm-hmm.
And lives at Karen's house.
Yeah. Yep.
But the kid's a mess, and why wouldn't he be? You know, I forgot. I did almost forget what it's like, your first pet death as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
It's shocking, isn't
it? It is.
Really, really You know, and you're useless as a parent. Mm-hmm. You know it's only time.
Yeah.
You're going to just be there for them. And I gave them a hug. I said, it's crap, mate. There's still something I could do. And it's horrible.
It is.
I feel so useless. Mm.
But there isn't anything you can do. It's just a case of... Time will heal, but it's...
Yeah, I think it's your first taste of unfairness in life. Yeah. Now, his unfairness in life would be how young Goose was.
Yeah.
Now, if it was an older pet, probably saw it coming. Mm. I think it's... You know, you get that immediate... Mm-hmm. Life isn't always fair.
Mm.
I think that's that thing that he's going through at the moment, to be honest. The loss. Mm. But why?
Mm.
It's so unfair.
I know.
It's horrible.
There's I didn't realise she was so young. 14 months.
Oh, yeah. Kitten.
Damn.
And, you know, of course, the only thing is now we're developing, like your front yard, a bit of a pet cemetery out the back, mate.
Well, that's the thing, Steve. And I was telling Steve about this when we lived in Mayfield. It turned into somewhat of a pet cemetery there because I had my first Cavalier King Charles Watsy buried there.
Mm-hmm.
Then my second Cavalier, Branduff, he was buried there. Plus, I had a bird called Oscar. I had the fascination with the name Oscar there for a while. Everything got called Oscar.
Yeah. No one brought it up, right?
So you had a bird Oscar and a dog Oscar.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Lorcan only just got away with it.
So he did too, because we just didn't think it went with our surname. Anyway, but then parents started burying their animals there, and the lady up the road was burying her fish and birds there as well.
Mm.
So,
and then there was this gangster guy that needed
somewhere to be.
He pulled up in my Chrysler 300 and got it out of the boot. It wasn't me.
But
wasn't mentioning you. It for a friend.
But, Steve, here's the thing. Why I bring this to you that today is when we left Mayfield, it was heartbreaking having to leave the animals behind because I had little headstones.
Oh, yeah, there's... Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Now, do you reckon they're still there?
Well, I think they are because I drive past the house occasionally and they haven't developed that part of the yard. It was a massive yard.
Do you drive past slowly and stare?
Yeah, but only at the pet cemetery area.
No, I know. But I'm just saying, oh, there's
Tanya again. Tanya's doing another drive-by.
Yeah, picture it. You're not really slowly, but just staring. Why is she wearing a hat?
This is why, if you have a beloved pet, when we moved and my last...
Please don't tell me you...
Oscar.
Yeah.
When Oscar died...
Oh, okay.
I had him cremated.
Right.
Oh, okay.
That's my last Cavalier.
Yeah. Yes.
Had him cremated. So he's in my bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll always be with me.
Why did I even think about bringing up the subject of death on the radio with Tanya?
Silly Steve.
Because it doesn't matter how you do it, she always sounds like a kook.
She does.
Stop it. He's not beside the bed. He's in my wardrobe up top.
Well, I'm sure he loves that.
Really. Pride and place in Tanya's house.
Wasn't that worth the save? I love you, Oscar. There we go, just behind the cupboard. There we are. Bang.
No, but...
Okay, but I was introduced by my ex, Karen, to the pet cemetery out the back. Because growing up, the dog would go and not come back.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's all I... There was...
Oh, stop.
No such thing as cemeteries or diggings or saying goodbyes. It just bye-bye, gone.
You obviously never had a ceremony around the toilet bowl with goldfish.
At all. Oh, Dad was a fisherman.
Oh, God. You probably ate them for dinner, did you?
Sit on
there. Didn't even cook them.
You know what? Maybe.
Oh, you never know.
But, yeah, nothing like that at all.
Mm.
And God bless me. Karen and BJ did have one for Goose yesterday.
Ceremony.
Yeah, she's really good like that.
Yeah, it's because Karen's a bit of a country girl at heart as well, you know? Yeah. Like, grown up
planted
on the
a tree on top of Goose.
To be honest, though, there was a hole out there that big. That was when I decided I might want to get going. what's that one out the back there next to Jesse?
About 6 foot tall.
Yeah, but yeah.
6 foot long.
Seems to be big. But, yeah, I think it is from a country background that's made it. But where did you get it from?
I don't know. But, well, I guess the ceremonies we used to have when I was a kid.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
For the goldfish and...
Would you have a pet cemetery? No, actually, you know why Risey wouldn't? Because he wouldn't want to ruin his lawn.
True.
No,
you and your Sir Walter. Jeez.
Well, to be honest, I would have thought, more along your line, Steve, if it went away to the vet, it wouldn't come home.
Why not?
What about a pet cemetery?
No.
And then bring
I don't know if I'd like that.
Why? Weirdo?
I don't know Risey. If I'd like to go. There's Rise. Molly under there, under the trampoline.
Right, Rise, here's where it gets good. You're a weirdo.
Exactly.
You are.
I'd be more inclined to get the cremation, the ashes.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Bring the ashes home.
Oh, I'd bring the ashes home, yeah, but I wouldn't dig it up. And you know what? I'd probably put her in a better place than the top of the cupboard.
Well, it's up to you. I find if he's on display, I get upset still.
Oh, true.
So it's only taken out for special occasions.
That's true.
Just like anyone, if you've got a pet cemetery, to give us a call. I'm curious.
1-333-53. Give us a call if you've got a pet cemetery.
But did you have to move away?
Yeah, and leave it behind.
Yeah, I'm just curious if people have had to do that like you.
Oh.
So there's a reason not to have one.
Well, there's a house that we went through, an open house. By the way, give us a call.
Yeah. 1-333-53.
There was an open house we went through and they had a pet cemetery in the back garden. I just stood there and cried. Luckily, I knew the agent because he's like, Tanya, can you take it outside? You're really scaring the potential buyer.
Seriously, I'm surprised they even knew you. She's got this infatuation with death.
All right, we'll take your calls after this. 1-333-53. We're talking pet cemeteries. If you had one and you maybe have to move away.
We're talking about pet cemeteries. Mm.
Yeah, I can't get one going in my backyard because I don't have any grass. So it would have to be indoors for me.
Well, oh, that's a bit even more creepy than what I do.
No, I'm cremated.
Oh, that's better.
I'm not going to bury Baxter in the dishwasher.
Under the floorboards.
Julie's in Mayfield. Do you have a little pet cemetery going on at yours, Julie?
Well, when I was growing up, if an animal died, the dogs got buried out the back and the cats out the front.
Oh. See, that's interesting, Julie. Again, I'm like Risey. When we grew up, that just wasn't a thing.
Really?
Went to the vets and never came home.
We had a ceremony and everything.
Mm.
There was a little ceremony
to
make sure that they went to over the rainbow.
Over the rainbow bridge, Julie.
Yes. I'm sorry, Tanya.
That's okay.
It's all right, Julie. I get yelled at as often as you.
Good on you, Julie.
All right, Julie. Jules. Okay, interesting. Hello, Richard at Barnsley. You've got one?
Yeah, we have in the backyard as well because each time the wife had to go off and, of course, put our pets down because they got old and sick, I was the one who got to dig the holes up the back, bury the pet, and then put bricks down as a cross on top so that way I don't go and dig up the next pet.
Okay. It's good to have them marked by bricks.
I tell you what, Risey, weren't our parents cold-hearted?
They were because that's... And, Richard, are you still in the house with all these little pet cemetery going on?
Yeah, but I'm not a big Stephen King fan, so it should be okay.
Okay, you should be right then. Good news. They won't come to life and kill you. Hello,
Kyle
at Newcastle. Did you have one?
Well, my grandmother did. My grandfather used to dig holes. They had a lot of pets throughout the years. And when they passed away, God rest their souls, my mum and dad built a new house and they had it dug. They had to dig the yard up. And there was black plastic bags and bones everywhere.
Oh, God.
Oh.
That's where.
Oh, I'm picturing them, put them together with glue like a museum, like a dinosaur.
I reckon there'd be plenty of places like that, don't you think?
What?
That have
got the bones and put them together like
a
museum.
No, but when people will sell and move on and then others try and develop and
Definitely. It's
like, wow, do we ring the police?
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Because, I mean, honestly, a dog skull and a human skull, almost identical.
We've got Lisa here.
Lisa's at Warners Bay. Do you have a pet cemetery, Lisa?
I have a few of them.
What do you mean?
Well, I've had goats, chickens, dogs, ponies, and I've got to tell you, you need a bobcat to get rid of those things.
Oh, I'm telling you now, Catherine, a pony?
Lisa. Yeah.
Oh, Lisa. Sorry, Lisa. Pony. Jeez,
wow. You need a big hole for those.
Well, So do you have these little graves marked or rather large graves marked?
We do. No, we have headstones on them. Some of the goats ones we don't.
Didn't get as close to the goat as the others, hey?
No. Not when they eat your clothes and everything.
Yeah.
You go toodles. So.
Here lies goat one. Goat two.
Have you got a massive backyard, Lisa? How big's your yard?
I do have a couple of acres, in a private thing. So, you know, if there's any other bodies you want to get rid of, give me a call.
Yeah, actually, well, that is good to know, Lisa.
Yep.
Thank you very
Always
much.
Always here to help.
Please keep her number, Evie. Every now and again, I've got a body I can't get rid of.
Well, now you know.
Oh, it's great news. And they're usually about the size of a pony.
Catherine's at Madawi. Got a pet cemetery at yours, Catherine?
We do, but we have different animals in different spots. So the goldfish actually go via the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
The cats were at the front of the house to the side, but now that's our permanent pet cemetery because we did bury a guinea pig out the back, but the dog dug it up.
Oh, God. That's my worst nightmare.
Yeah, so I've said to the kids from now on, has to be out the front.
Right. Okay. I love how people, and you sound like you were heading down that path, Catherine, where they bury cats and dogs separately.
Yeah.
In case they fight on the Rainbow Bridge.
Oh, no, everyone's in the same boat now. But oh. We've got a Cocker Spaniel, but he's very close to going. We've got a very hard decision to make before the winter hits, but he will be cremated, this one. I don't think we could dig a big enough hole.
Okay.
Well, that's awful.
I do find it uncanny, Catherine, that you're talking about cats and dogs fighting on the Rainbow Bridge. We've got Mitchell Coombs coming up a bit later on.
Yeah, we do.
We'll have a chat about that.
Yeah.
I've decided I'm getting Baxter stuffed.
Are you?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okie dokie. In what position?
That's a good question.
Yeah, that's always fascinating.
We'll do that tomorrow on the show.
All right.
What do you think? I think wagging his tail at the front door.
One of your most treasured moments with him is when the two of you spoon. So maybe on his side spooning. Then you've always got someone to cuddle.
And a lovely decoration for the bed when it's made.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Tanya.
That's all right.
You made up his mind.
I'm going to go home and do it today.
That's Triple M. This is Tanya and Steve. Thanks for your calls.